welcome, folks. Welcome, everyone. Hello, hello. It is Wobbly Player Syndrome. It is episode 26, I want to say.
Expect us to know shit?
I have posted that it's number 26, so hopefully I am correct. Hi, I'm the host, Greg. G'day, all. And we have five of us here tonight. It's very exciting. We have Radio Mike.
Hello.
We have Safe for Work Mark.
Hey.
We have the beautiful Isabel.
Hello.
And the man himself, he's come back out of the darkness of, you know, life, Tara, Anthony.
G'day. How you going?
See that? I'm back. There's words of wisdom pouring out.
I just checked the Facebook. The Facebook says 26, so it's 26.
Oh, good. Because Facebook never lies, that's right. It never lies.
There's no fake news on the Facebook, just ask Donald Trump.
Yeah. It is 26, look at that. Very good. How are we all going, folks?
Good.
I'm drinking scotch, that about says it.
Wonderful. Ditto.
Eating way too much chocolate. Way too much chocolate.
Oh yeah, it's alright.
Ditto.
Everyone's had a good Easter?
Yeah. Socially isolated, but not bad.
I haven't actually indulged in chocolate this Easter. It's a crazy, crazy time. Kids have.
I had a beer even. I was that good.
Oh, my God.
My first beer in 90 days.
Ah.
Yep. Ah. Beer was allowed out of isolation. It's good.
That's a good effort.
I didn't want chocolate. I wanted beer really bad.
Fair enough.
Completely legit.
Don't argue with that. So tonight's episode, we do know that the world is a bit crazy at the moment, so we thought we might discuss hobbying in this crazy world. So it is called Nurgle and You, How to Hobby in Quarantine. Feels like it needs to be brought to you by...
Nurgle!
Brought to you by...
And Pistolus.
So it's going to be interesting. I mean, we can't see each other face-to-face in person at the moment, so making a hobby funness is a challenge, but we'll get into that. First off, we will talk about other stuff, such as new stuff. Take it away, Mike.
Well, it's not been a super big month for new stuff because Games Workshop have completely shut down and they're not shipping shit out, so they haven't been releasing stuff. I think we had, just before everything went to hell, we got some new Sisters of Battle. They finished up the line. They put the Canonist, Dialogus, Imagifier, Immolator, Repentia, Rhino, the Seraphim. Saga of the Beast came out. We got the Primaris, Ragnar Blackmane, and Gazkull came out. The Prophecy of the Wolf came out, which was the box set with all those new models in it. And I'm pretty sure they just reboxed the Fenrizzi and Wolves because they re-released them for Prophecy of the Wolf, but I'm pretty sure they're the exact same plastics in a shiny new box.
Probably.
Yeah. And they kind of announced the new Fabius Bile and some House of Blade stuff for Escher and all that.
Yes, but there was a preview, two previews since.
Yeah,
I was very excited, by the way, the Escher.
It all should have been out by now, but hasn't because of the coronavirus.
The what?
What?
Just realised my camera is right at the top of Isabel's face, so that's just not friendly.
Sorry? What was that?
I've now said move camera. Sorry, Is.
Which means that you actually put your head on my body.
Oh, a dream
I'm not
through.
Convinced this is an improvement either way.
Thanks very much. Right, so yeah, we did see some previews announced from Warhammer Games Workshop. The cows! The mighty earth cows!
Oh yeah, the Age of Sigmar stuff with what is it? Teclis's new boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What should I make more powerful?
Giant cowmen.
That'll do. It's Daisy and her axe.
Look, don't you remember Taurens from Warcraft 2?
Yeah, this is a bit different.
They were awesome.
These models look awesome. Don't get me wrong.
Awesome. They're really cool looking.
Yeah.
What are these things? I'm looking for them.
Age of
Sigmar. Are they like Nursey in a costume from Blackadder 2 with like 37 udders?
Not quite, no.
Because Teclis likes a woman that he can hang on to. Woof!
Bravo.
Oh, dear.
But yeah, also, finally, at long fucking last, the lion has got a model and rules, and they showed it. And fuck me, that's a good model. Like, holy shit. I know I'm biased, but it's a really good model.
It is a really
like,
I'll agree with that, actually.
That looks terrible. Wrong type of game.
I haven't seen it, and I'm going to look it up.
I'm pretty sure I linked it in the Facebook.
No, I'm pretty sure. I'm going to look it up on Google, and I'm going to call it who rate the fucking lion
over
miniature.
The lion.
Want to take that one, Anthony?
Warhammer. I was actually really impressed that the lion has a bear head that doesn't suck.
He's got a bear head.
Like, some of the Primarchs, his head when he's not wearing his helmet. Because he comes with the helmet or the bear head. And his bear head actually looks good. I mean, he's got a beard and everything and doesn't look terrible.
Hmm.
I was fully expecting to be putting the helmet on the lion.
Going to say, you think people with beards are terrible?
I would still put the helmet on because the lion is competent and competency equals helmet.
But the lion is also emo.
Yeah, but the lion is also a Primarch, and like, what the fuck is a helmet gonna do?
Well, yeah, I mean, no, he's right though. Like,
he could eat a helmet and shit out.
Well, like, there was that U.S. general whose last words were, "They can't hit the side of a barn," as he got shot in the head.
They could possibly hit us at this.
Yeah, but he's the lion. He's a Primarch. Seriously, think about it. What's tougher, Primarch skin or some shitty helmet?
True, but like
as the helmet makes it extra tougher.
The Primarch, like Lionel Johnson, he's special. Like he's the kind of Primarch who would be like, "I need to wear the helmet," and they're like, "But you're a Primarch; it can't hurt you." And he's like, "But I need to wear the helmet," and they're like, "But you don't need it." He's like, "No, but it makes me a fraction of a percentage more likely to survive." They're like, "Yeah, but that's completely unnecessary." And he's like, "But the percentages."
Oh,
exactly.
You know, he's exactly the kind of Primarch who would go, "But the percentages."
And that's exactly why I did a helmet for Bobby G.
Yeah.
Exact same type of reason.
I can't find the model.
I'm going to have to look at Facebook.
You know, like someone like Lehman Russ, he's going to go without a helmet because no fucks
because he just wears a tank. This one's named after me. I'll just put this shit on.
Is that what they mean by a tank?
Clip it up. Where's the clips?
The tank. The tank doesn't come with clips. It's to use as a sporran.
See. and see, you can't drink beer whilst wearing a helmet. So, you know.
You need that one of those holes with the two beer.
I want to hit them with my beer.
And the straws.
Yeah.
That'd be quite a good sporran. Little pokey outy bit at the front.
Yeah.
Tracks.
So the other
huge
thing,
huge tracks, huge tracks of land.
What the curtains? So there is only one thing you can actually buy on Games Workshop website at the moment.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that guy. The mm-hmm. The limited edition store anniversary model. I think he was.
Yeah, store anniversary.
That, which I totally ordered that day because I fucking want that.
Did too. So shut up. But it doesn't count as buying stuff before I've painted everything because it will not be released for another 6 months.
It doesn't count as buying stuff because it doesn't count.
So you have 6 months to paint everything in your backlog,
that's right.
Is what I'm hearing.
Correct.
I'm nearly finished. I'm running
have
out.
Some of mine.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Say they need more backlog.
It is funny because, you can buy him now. He only had 2 weeks he was available for, and you're going to wait 180 days before he's actually released.
that sounds totally like GW.
Yeah, we'll talk about them about how they're struggling.
I mean, he's basically just made to order, but for plastic.
Yeah. It's still the $55 price tag for made to order, but yeah, that's what happens with those characters.
Yeah,
$55, one figure. Sorry.
Well, I was like, "Oh, I'll just pick up some extra stuff so that I get free postage." Nah, everything's out of stock on the website now.
Yep. Nah, still allowed me to pick it up from store, so I went, "Nah, pick up from store." I'll wait there.
And driving into the store, like,
I know.
But because, like, I'm made of time.
I was bringing it up now because we can't really talk about battle reports.
I had a battle report.
You did, actually. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
You can't do that.
I've been playing the narrative campaign with my kids.
called the Fate of the Felines in Necromunda. Nice. So the girls have started their own Necromunda gang. They've got two champions and two gangers, and the story is that their leader, who they actually don't know this themselves, but the leader has sold the rest of the gang to the slavers, and champions come home to find their base pretty much in disarray, all the gang's gone. They do happen to find two more just so they can have a little force. And after weeks and weeks of struggling, and you know, they eventually fall in with an Echo, with Trader Echo. So the kids have named all the characters. So Echo is actually named after the cat. and all the gang members are named after a book called Warrior Cats. And they're called the Ferocious Felines. I think it's Ferocious Felines or something like that. So we have Ivy Frost, Smoke, Wildflower, and Silver. And they're the gang members. And they had their first mission. And their first mission was to go and retrieve some data from a recently opened part of Necromunda Underhive, which had opened up due to a hive collapse or something like that. I've been reading about those things. They happened, apparently. And so they went in.
Last Cats movie?
Yeah.
Release the butthole cut, Andrew.
Yeah, it was actually really fun. I really enjoyed it. They played amazingly well. When I played Michael, I couldn't hit to save myself in that game. And Ella, with her champion with an auto gun, first round of shooting, rolled rapid fire 3 and hit 3 times, took out 3 worms. They had to fight Ripper worms, is what I call them. They're basically Tyranid Rippers models. But thanks to Michael and Nathan for giving me ideas on how to set all this up and everything else as well. So it's been really good fun. So the advantage of this is I'm painting everything. Every Imperial Guard model in my box has been painted, and they're the slavers. I've got goblins, and I don't know where I got them from.
Nobody knows where they got goblins.
They're going to be called Bobbits, I think we're calling them. They're an underhive dwelling creature that only comes out to steal you at nighttime type creature. So that's the next mission. They're going to go and meet the Bobbits and pick some fruit that the Bobbits want as well. trying to keep it a little less violent.
That's okay, but we're still going with 3.
So far,
we're going to go and pick some fruit with our AK-47 and we're going to murder the other people that are trying to pick fruit.
Yes.
Because we're non-violent.
It's hard, but the girls have actually started painting their own figures as well. So I painted the first 4 and now they're painting the rest. So as they find new figures, they'll paint a figure and introduce it to the storyline. I think the story, so far I've got 10 missions lined up. So the next one's is picking fruit, and then one after that's catch the cherub, which basically a deranged cherub has stolen Trader Echo's ledger book, and they have to chase this cherub around and catch it with nets. I'll use the template as the net template and stuff like that, and it'll be like a maze. They'll have to chase this bloody thing around.
Cool. It's like Animal Crossing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, Animal Crossing with bolters.
Yeah.
It's been good fun. I mean, as I said, I'm running out of things to paint because I'm painting up everything for the mission. So
it's great, and you've done a lot of creativity there too.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean,
absolutely brilliant.
This campaign is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well done.
Thank you. It's been really good fun. So the next mission we'll do next weekend, and I've been putting up on the ROJ site some of the photos and how it all went and things like that. But amazingly, 2 of the characters in the first mission got taken out of action. Ella rolled double ones for their recovery, which means learned a valuable lesson, gained 3 XP. And then Millie rolled 6 and a 5, which is basically
not
good. But we let her re-roll because there was going to be tears. Basically, they paid
flexibility. Hard. Yes,
money they paid all the money they made in the quest. They paid a doctor to do extra hard work to save her life.
Nice. We can rebuild her.
We have the technology.
Pretty much. So I've been pretty liberal with the rules because I don't really ask the kids, but it's more I'll get to learn the rules.
and be able to play it better when we have another game, whenever we can meet face to face again.
That's awesome.
I love Necromunda. Jeez, I love it. It is such an interesting game. It's got so much in it.
Yeah. Folks, we've talked about how do you hobby in quarantine. Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Sorry.
Look, I do have a question. I only have one question.
Mm-hmm.
The Bobbits.
Yeah.
Do any of them have a very large set of scissors?
No.
Anyone not getting that joke?
No.
Oh, God,
clear
yes.
of some very disturbing shit.
Yes.
No, we can't go there.
Let's not go there. Let's move on.
Oh, I get it.
That was my only question. I didn't require it to be answered.
The kids who are listening to us, A,
no,
why are you listening
they won't
to
get
us,
it.
B, don't look it up.
I'm scared to look it up now. Bob it with scissors.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That'll do it.
Right. Yeah.
Change
Get back on track. Get back on track. Get back on track. Right. Get back on track.
So you better.
Yeah, good. That was a battle report because I don't know anyone else has had a battle because can't be able to see anyone. Or
that depends if we want to discuss other forms of hobby.
Blood Bowl.
I think that's what we're
also didn't
talk
discuss
about.
Progress.
Well, that's it. Just do we want to talk about because what we have been doing as a group, we have been playing Blood Bowl, Blood Bowl 2 online through Steam, all that jazz. There you go, promo. We have 13 teams in the league. We had our first big meet last week, which I can't believe we ended up playing against Isabel again.
and the first person, me again. Yeah,
and Anthony was the first person online and didn't get a game. So they're matching up is less than desired.
Somewhat flawed.
Yeah, it took us a little while to get it to work properly
to
when Nathan and I were trying to play.
Minutes. It's crazy. Wait a full 3 minutes before the game starts.
I actually think it might, and it's just
a
thought, inside baseball talk, but maybe we should get first people in, they just match straight away. As soon as they get in, as soon as they see other people, match. And so on. So the last person in doesn't get a game.
Yeah.
And suck shit. It'll probably be me. it'll probably work in my favour, to be honest.
Okay. So, yeah, good. So that's what we've been doing. We've been playing Blood Bowl. I was going to look up stuff, but I realised I'd have to open up the game to do that. I've played 4 games so far. I've had 4 wins. That was all I wanted to say. But it wasn't without pain. My first game, was it against Isabel?
Yeah, I threw a lot of abuse at you. That was very painful.
It was very emotional pain. It was very
your players were fine and mine
He's
were all
not
dead.
Used to people talking to him like that.
Sorry,
Anto's back!
I crashed, sorry. What's going on Skype tonight?
So it was painful because I think the first turn, the first hit took down my big guy the first time. Injury for this game. I went, oh my God. My second game was much better. I think I ended up with 3 in the injured box. The third game, I got a death. Yeah! So I have just been pummeled. But still managed to win a game. Win the games. We lost Anthony. Hopefully he comes back.
He'll survive.
I am playing the Necromantic team, which I remember the Necromancer comes for free, but I forgot if I kill someone else's player, there's a chance of them coming over to my team.
And they did.
Thanks, Isabel.
I mean, it's not like it was back in the old days where you kept the player permanently. Isn't it just like a temporary player?
At the end of the game, you get a choice to take them on or not at a cost of 0 gold.
Oh, wow. I thought that
just
went away.
But they are just a ghoul. They're not. Oh, sorry. They're zombies. Basically. They're not their star player. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
How about you guys? How's your Blood Bowl game going?
Well, I had a good one. I picked the halflings because I thought
I'm
that
so
would
happy
be fun.
You did.
Yeah.
I'm so happy you did.
I did call the team, is it lunchtime? So I faced off against Eric, who's not here. And he had the vampire team.
Yep.
So it was really right down. Sorry?
Are they called Khemri?
No, vampires. Mm. They're actually vampires.
It's just called vampires. Okay.
There is Khemri a legit team that is all vampires and thralls.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was a very close game. I actually stuffed up and thought that it was the last turn when it wasn't, and actually screwed myself out of a touchdown because of it. However, in the dying minutes of the game, I actually killed one of his vampires. So despite losing the game, I kind of broke his tournament because now he can't afford to replace the vampire. Yeah. And possibly won't be able to for several rounds. So, yeah. So halflings are great.
Awesome.
I finally had a game on Tuesday night, I think it was, against Paul.
Yeah.
So Bretonians versus my Chaos team. First round was a bit unfair for Paul, since we had a pitch invasion, which I lost one character from into injury, and he lost six.
Holy crap!
Wow. Yeah. So
yikes!
There was nearly a rage crit from turn one, I think. it was
the best. I really hate the Bretonians. They proud. I mean,
my Bretonians did fine.
I did end up winning 3-0, but yeah, it wasn't pretty at the end.
Wasn't their home game, clearly.
Yeah,
it was.
It could be. it wasn't my pitch. yes, it was a bit chaotic for a while.
Yeah, that's hurtful.
Yeah. Jesus. Well, I had two games against Greg, and I got utterly munted beyond belief both times. I ended up with 3 and 4 in the knockout box, or dead, and now on his team.
One dead.
And I scored 0 touchdowns. He scored 3 each time. And I barely picked up the ball in any game.
It's not true.
Winning.
It's not true.
What's your
team? I
scored
4 and 3.
Yeah, what's
oh, sorry.
What team are you playing?
Look at Amazon's, because it's the only team that could possibly have a fucking female, so I thought there needed to be a bit of representation. I think the elves can get like half a female.
You can get which elves? Which elves in the dark elf team?
Yeah.
Can you get other? I think all the elves are men in like the wood elves and everything, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. That's why I went Amazon's.
Yeah.
Because fuck you, men.
That's fair.
I'm still waiting to see the dwarven cheerleaders, because I've selected that with the halflings because I thought, yeah, that'd be funny.
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
I've only managed to play the one game against Nathan, and with my Bretonians versus his Chaos, and his Minotaur managed to kill himself. Yeah, his Minotaur's just rolled up to my knight and just gone and died on the ground when he attacked me. Double skull. Shit. Reroll. Double skull. Okay.
Oh, no.
Goes down. Dies.
Actually
dead.
Wow. Yeah, dead. So his Chaos team have probably suffered the worst damage first round. Because Minotaurs are not cheap.
No.
My first game against Chris, my Chaos Warrior got killed in the first attack. With the Dark Elf Assassin.
Yeah.
80% chance of a stab. Yep, dead. I was like, okay.
Wow. God, I remember my Assassin. I really should have chosen Dark Elf.
I had the game against Chaos Dwarfs. Another team I was very happy someone chose. And that's the team that actually put almost all of my players into the injury box. Okay, it was.
It was my fucking team.
That's actually right. He's actually playing Chaos Dwarves, not Chaos.
Bull
but
Centrals,
he had a minute.
They hurt.
Bull Centrals are rough, man.
They come in and just stomp all you. And
they'd
fall over and just go, oh my God. Yeah, it was. If you actually you can
the
watch it
for
on
the
RLG
on the
Facebook page, the game. I had not rolled as many. I was rolling so many skulls. It was like Isabel playing rolling ones. It was just all over the place. I still managed to win
it's
a game.
Contagious.
With only about
did you play him after you played me?
Yeah.
See?
I need to You're wash. Cursed now. I need to wash and sing my song for 20 seconds. Yes. that's good. So tomorrow night is the next matchup. So you can watch. I know I will be streaming. Isabel, I believe, will be streaming too.
I will be streaming, unless I'm playing Grizzly, in which case I'm going to table flip and go start drinking.
Fair enough. So, yeah, do make sure you keep an eye on it and watch out, because this is what we'll be doing for a while. Okay. Yeah.
How many days did you say we had left? 80-something? 84 days?
I think about 80 days now.
Yeah. It's going to be a good competition.
It's going
to
be good.
Great. We'll probably be done probably only 6 to 10 months before the quarantine ends.
All right. So I will switch to the short 30-second ad break. So if you need a refill, boys and girls, on your marks. All right, and we'll come back and we'll start talking about our hobbying in quarantine.
We are Rollers, and we have the games for you, be it board games, card games, dice games, or party games. You name it, and we have it. Find us online at rollersboardgames.com and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Rollers Board Games.
From acoustic to distortion, Storyboard Concept is music that's honest, relaxing, and full-bore rockin' music. Follow Colin at storyboardconcept.bandcamp.com. And we are back. Fortunately, you were still muted before you said that. While you said that, that was good.
Well, I should have been.
Yeah. So welcome back. Oh, geez, Mark, welcome back. Just take your time.
Hey, you've got to take care of the important things.
Beautiful people, and that everyone should have a wonderful quarantine, loving their families and enjoying their time together. That's why we had to mute it, because no one wants to hear that shit.
Yeah.
So welcome back. Again, thank you to Rollers and Storyboard Concept for doing what they do for us. Whatever that is.
Well, they sponsored the show, right?
They provide us music, and the owner of Storyboard provides us with our images and stuff and our artwork. And if you need him to do artwork for yourself, back off his ass. Now you can reach out. I don't want to, but you can reach out. So we are back. This is episode 26. We are talking about Nurgle and you. How do you quarantine in a hobby? Nope. How do you hobby in quarantine? I've been in the house too long. I don't know about everyone else, but I have been in lockdown for 4 weeks now. So, yeah, it's exciting.
4 weeks, yep.
It works, because then I found out that Capital Brewery do deliver same day. I went, thank you. And I thought, oh, that's too late an order. They'll never deliver this. 9 p.m., they turned up and went, yeah, here's your beer. Sorry we're late. What?
Wow.
I guess that's awesome.
Time to start gaming.
They know their niche, don't they?
Yep.
Because it came with a free crawler too. Crawler. Not crawler. After a few, it was a crawler. Oh, that's good. But that's not hobbying.
It kind of is.
Kind of is.
It's a different hobby.
Drinking doesn't count as a hobby, I don't think.
Yeah, we can start that podcast. It'll be very, very wobbly player syndrome.
Yes.
It's hobby related in the old Warhammer RPG. If you were a mercenary, you had to take the drinking skill.
Nice.
It was a class skill for mercenaries, drinking. So it was gambling.
And Marion in Raiders of the Lost Ark, she had that skill.
She did. Was a fairy. Yes. Both of them, too. She did. Very impressive. So as we know, we are in lockdown. We haven't been able to go face-to-face with anyone. I'm not sure about other states, but here in where we are, 2 people allowed, isn't it? Crowd of 2.
Yeah. Same exercise. With Wales, exactly.
Crowd of
same.
2. Can't go anywhere. You can exercise. We're all behind that, right?
Hi.
Yeah, totally.
Actually,
I ran 2 laps of the oval with the kids today and the dog.
I ran 5Ks today, so I should shut up.
Well done.
Yeah. I walk my dog every day, and it shows.
Awful. No, here's the thing. I run 5K, and then I'll drink 8 beers.
Good balancing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
As I said, the only reason the kids would actually run their 2 laps today is because I promised them a milkshake at the end. Yeah. And I said, well, you know what? We're probably, all we're doing is we're getting ahead of it. And then we're just catching our fat up. And we didn't move. But you know what? It's better than having the milkshake and nothing.
True. Hey, hey, round is a shape.
Or eat four pies and then I'll have an orange. It's a balanced diet.
That's what happens. You eat like 6 kilos of bad food. Then you just eat 6 kilos of good food. And it all balances. Better. Exactly.
All at once.
That's it.
You hold all of the bad food in one hand, the good food in the other, and it balances.
I must be getting stronger. It's getting lighter and lighter.
I'm getting stronger. Light beer,
exactly. It's getting lighter and lighter. So, how's everyone's hobbying going? Yeah, because I know my gaming table behind me, I didn't realize it was all blurred. It's now become a home school study for my two boys. So, that's awesome because I work just there. And they school just there. Excuse me while I get a drink.
It's 9 a.m, Gregley.
Excuse me while I get a drink.
It's 5 o'clock
somewhere.
It's okay,
because I mispronounced your name because I'm drunk.
That's right.
And it's 9 a.m.
I did see a good meme. Was it? I think I said it last time. It was, just think, 20 years' time, all these homeschooled kids being brought up by day drinkers.
It's all right. Is now I'm just imagining Greg Lee player syndrome.
I was going to say, Greg, what's your point?
No point. Just make it a state.
Day drinkers? What's wrong with that?
I don't know. All right. So, yeah, that's become my hobby. I can't play a game, obviously. So, I thought you were going to get rather explicit then, Isabel. So this has gone really weird very quickly.
I don't get explicit. I just get Captain Marvel.
So we did talk about we've gone from the tabletop. We've now playing electronic games of Blood Bowl 2, which is awesome. I love Blood Bowl. I still have my foam board set over there. None of the miniatures. Oh no, Melissa made someone. Anthony's saying he's running campaigns for his kids and painting everything.
Yeah, everything. Yep. Everything up out of the box. But
you should see the highlighting is done on the toilet bowl in his house. It's amazing.
If you stand still long enough, I'm going to paint you.
Well, most of the dark stuff goes in the middle, right? Light stuff on the outside.
Let's face it, most people could use a coat of Nuln Oil.
I did get a bit panicky that I'd run out of Nuln Oil. I couldn't have gone on. But
are you that guy got booked 120
miles? Yes, you quite drove 240 miles at 140 miles an hour to buy bread and not oil or something.
Yeah, it was just bread, because apparently bread was a pound cheaper in London.
What the fuck? I missed this whole thing. Is this a meme?
No, it was a meme.
The meme was that he bought it for Nuln Oil, but the actual article, it was a real person who did it because bread
Don't
was cheaper in London.
The dream.
And never mind the fact that he would have used more petrol.
More than £1 worth of petrol, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, to drive 200
miles. £1 worth of petrol would have been turning over the engine, wouldn't it? £1's not a lot. Yeah.
Unless he was buying 50 tons of bread.
Yeah, like,
well, look, at this stage, who can question that sort of thing?
He's running out of toilet paper and needs something absorbent.
Soft and absorbent. Yes.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. perhaps bread's what he's using because he can't get toilet paper.
Don't get the sourdough.
It's so scratchy. Maybe he figures that, you know, losing a couple of pounds won't be a problem because he'll have so much dough.
Oh my god, that would hurt. Why did I do this to myself?
I regret nothing.
Oh no, that's not good.
You can definitely guess that was white bread and not multi grain.
Yeah. I pick it out every day for days.
Oh god, the seeds! But the multi grain is ribbed for your pleasure.
That is a different show, okay? We're an ass wiping show.
That's right.
Not a pornographic show.
This is what happens, folks, when we're locked away for 4 weeks and can't get out and play our games. weird stuff with bread, apparently.
Everybody gets horny for bread.
So, I didn't let you speak about your hobby progress, Michael. Please talk That's about true. That. Please.
Everybody else mute. Hang on.
I've built like a dozen fucking hired guns for Necromunda because I was like, well, you know, we'll be getting back to Necromunda soon. So I just started cranking them all out, just building resin and resin and resin. And then I ran out of those. And then I started like building all these demons and swapping all my demons bases over. So I've just been kind of going through doing like the little things that I've never gotten around to doing.
Yep. Played any games of any sort?
Only online games, you know, Blood Bowl, etc.
And so you talked about you painting. Is done anything? Mark?
Oddly enough,
last episode you did have something to add, Isabel, with your hobby progress.
I did. I was very good. Now, to be honest, and I should be offended because fuck you, but I haven't painted anything. I've looked at a lot of miniatures. At the start of the quarantine, and I'm not sure if we spoke about this last time, before it got so serious that you couldn't have anyone in a group, when we were just like socially isolating with friends and family, I got my kids' mates over and we did a whole afternoon of painting. So that's when they painted my fucking canoness.
Now, you did mention this because you said you needed no canoness.
I know. Anyway, well, so that happened.
They released canonesses.
Exactly.
There you go.
But, anyway, so I will be getting one of those. But yes, GW, you fucking got me. But mainly my hobby progress has been Blood Bowl, but also researching Tabletop Simulator. I've got a lot to say about that in a sec.
Yep.
GW, please don't listen to this podcast because you're going to shut the shit down. It's going to kill me. No, and we need it right now.
I need my Space Knights of the Salabanders.
It's actually Battle Mallet. Battle Mallet.
That's it.
We are playing Battle Mallet on Tabletop Simulator. So anyway, so I've got a lot to say about that in a sec. We'll my hobby progress has mostly been online and really just playing 7 days to die.
Mark, have you done anything?
No, actually, in quarantine, life has been very busy. I've done so much yard work. Like, I haven't even, I barely had computer game time, let alone actual painting or...
Oh, you see all these people going, oh, I've been playing this all day, I got this, I'm going, when?
Yeah.
I'm working! Yeah. Well, damn, exactly. I'm just like, those things.
Both of my fucking kids are at home all day.
Yeah.
I'm not doing very much.
My wife said I might start working from home, walking at home once a week. Fucking great.
Grizzly, don't bark at it because it means you get one day you can tag team.
They're still here. I'm there.
Yeah, but you don't, like, are you on conference calls all day?
Yes, because I'm that important. Move on.
Yeah, exactly. Walk outside, walk the dog. Anyway, I've been working from home for years.
Yeah.
It's for me, it's not a problem working from home. I have no issue.
Well, this is not
but
working
now
from home.
Now I have
episode.
Children all day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just busier.
Mark, you were saying?
Yeah.
No, just pretty much everything everyone just said.
Cool. I finally tried to start painting this weekend, and I managed to do a door.
Excellent.
On a tank.
You're a tank?
Yeah.
I painted a Kar'Garoth.
Did you build a Land Raider yet, you complaining bastard?
You see that blurry spot over there? Oh, hey, if I do this, I can make a circle where it is.
There side note, the 1999 box unboxing video is never going to see the light of day.
It's right there.
Okay. I've watched it, and no, I can't face it. I'm just going to have to like put it on my bed or something, contents of it. Holy shit, I look terrible. I sound terrible. The whole video is a disaster, and I basically should just set fire to it and myself and never be seen again. Aside from that, it's good.
Okay, so hobbying.
Glad we got that clear.
Right, so I want to. There was an article I did write something because you know I work all the time, but I did put up on ROG website. I want to talk about Games Workshop and their, how do they keep going on? Look, businesses are businesses. They've got to work out how to get through this period as well. Understand that. My business is doing the same. But GW have been doing it before this happened, but they're trying to get people to buy gift vouchers. In the preemptive term, when the models suddenly become available, they're already prepaid and you just pick them off the shelf. Discuss.
No. Fail. Wrong approach.
I feel like that's pre-ordering stuff.
It's literally pre-ordering, but worse, what the gift vouchers are.
So it's like an expiring pre-order.
Look, I'm pretty sure Australian consumer law has changed so that gift vouchers have to have a much longer time than they used to have.
3 years.
Yeah. It's now 3 years by law. But it mostly shits me because they've been doing this for a while, like going harder and harder into the gift vouchers. Like, when all those fucking box sets were coming out and were selling out in like 10 minutes and no one could buy them, the Games Workshop online response was, oh, buy gift vouchers. That'll speed up your ability to check out. And it's like, yeah, and if you fucking miss it, you're stuck with the vouchers, aren't you?
Yeah, that was my point too, yeah.
Can I just ask, because I'm a novice with ordering anything from Games Workshop.
Yeah.
Why aren't they delivering? I get Deliveroo. I get Deliveroo. I get Uber Eats.
Yeah,
I could get Jimmy Brings.
Deliveroo and Uber Eats. If you want to sponsor our show, just contact us.
They're great. Like they do a non-contact delivery now. It's in their app.
So we'll go back to Games Workshop.
But,
they have shut down.
Yeah. How does it work?
They've shut down.
Happened? No. The United Kingdom have mandated businesses must shut the fuck down.
Yeah.
So their warehouse is not allowed to ship.
Yeah.
They are not allowed to produce models. They are not allowed to ship them. So they've got stock that they cannot move because no one is allowed to go to work.
Yeah. So it's not saying they don't have stock. It's just sitting there.
Yeah. Like the United Kingdom Distribution Center cannot send it out.
They shut down every shop around the world as well. Yeah.
I get the face-to-face shops. Totally understandable they shut down. Now, in a warehouse environment, if you're wearing appropriate gear, why the fuck can't you work?
Because the government said you can't.
I get it, but why the fuck did the government say that? That makes no logical
sense.
We're not
here to talk about government,
the economy,
stuff.
Because they're led by Boris Johnson.
Wins all the time.
Well, yeah. The other thing is the UK are getting hit much more severely than us. So I dare say they've just gone blanket lockdown.
Yeah. All the Warhammer stores are closed. You can't do any shipping out of the warehouse. And we need to find other ways to hobby. We can't even go to our alternative websites, stores that might have them, because they're not getting any restocks as well, because again, they can't buy anything because nothing can come out of the warehouse.
Let's be honest, everyone's got a backlog.
Even the greyest of markets. Even the greyest of markets are coming out of China, so they're not going to be shipping much either.
Yeah,
no, 3D
so
printing
it is
doesn't
funny,
come out of China, it comes out of the internet.
It was, I had a quick search online to say, let's have a look what is available. I wanted to get some paint sets for my nephews. To get them hooked into the hobby, got them some miniatures and books, and needed the paint. I looked on eBay, six pot of paint, it was $150 Australian. Bargain. So there are a lot of shops out there, and you should lean the other way because the camera's right on top. My head's right on top of you when you lean that way. Thanks, Michael.
It's just over my left eye, and I know it because I'm looking at it.
Yeah, so there is a lot of stores, pop-up stores are going out, and people who just, who is this guy? And I've heard a lot of stories about people going, yeah, I need that. Here's my money. And never saw stock. And so I'll show the store and stuff like that. So you really got to be careful. Don't go looking to third parties you've never heard of. Stick with your crew. And this is where I want to go to your hobby store. Stick with your hobby store. All right, our hobby store, Jolt Games and Mitchell. Join them. Look, we love them. We do love them because they let us play there for free. And they're very nice people. Their coffee is actually decent from a weird machine. And they look after you. It's really good. There you go, Lewis. I told you I'd promote you.
Yep. Shout out for Lewis.
Lewis. A good conversation about him. And we talked about this gift vouchers scenario. Right. So here we are. We're good. Here's all my gift vouchers. Here's all my money. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So GW gets all their money. The hobby store doesn't get anything.
No, that's right.
So the guys who are less likely to recover as strong is not getting anything out of it. That's my issue. So Lewis, they're big. You know, these hobby stores live on tournaments and regular trade. Yeah, they can't have tournaments because a tournament of two people is pretty boring. And they can't have regular trade because they can't get stock. What do they do? I'll buy gift vouchers from them. But if you buy gift vouchers from a small local store like that...
Well, yeah. Especially buying gift vouchers during a time where it's uncertain how sustainable they're going to stay.
Yeah.
It's the riskiest time to buy gift vouchers at a local store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would just be putting the money aside in a little
pouch, something like that. That said, the stores still have some stock. You know, it's not like this stuff flies off the shelf instantly.
Well, the reason I was at the stores, I was picking up some stock. I was picking up a couple of starter kits that actually had some left for my nephews. And it's weird because you're talking to each other, you know, about 2 meters away from each other, and just throw money at them. Take it! And they threw the product back at me. Take it!
What's money?
It's the card. It was more of a fling to get that contact on the FBOS
machine. You don't need these contact. Things. It just needs to be close.
Yeah.
These things. You see stage magicians use them.
What? Right. So you're doing some magic.
Excellent. I thought it was a tactical objective. So, yeah, I don't know. I would buy gift vouchers from GW because I'd rather give support to my local.
100% agree. I think you're absolutely right there.
So.
And... I don't have a local. I have a local alcohol shop. It's getting a shit ton of my money. But if I had a local hobby store, I would absolutely do that. What confuses me is why more stores, and I obviously your store is doing fine because they're capable of managing that entry-exit thing, aren't doing delivery. Every local restaurant and bar that remains open in my area.
Yeah.
And to be honest, restaurants and bars have it harder than hobby stores because they have to touch everything.
Yeah, so.
And no one fucking wants the stuff that's been touched. So I'm buying from restaurants and bars around the place because they're the cleanest people on earth. Like people that are chefs, they know their shit, they're clean. And if they're not, you know what?
Yeah,
I'm going to cope, but I want to support them.
Yeah, and we've been doing the same. We've been buying a bit more takeaway stuff than normally do, and not the big chains like the McDonald's and stuff, going for our locals and stuff like that.
Well, it's like we ordered takeaway from the Southern Cross Club because we were trying to get like burgers and... No, we wanted fish and chips, and all the fish and chip places were closed.
Yeah.
But they've been doing delivery, and like it came with like a handwritten note. Thank you for your support. We appreciate this.
Yeah.
Like written on the side of the packet.
Good on you. Look, the Southern Cross Club is not a tiny place, but it's suffering like everyone else.
Because they're taking machines. Anyway,
and they employ a lot of people.
Just a tad.
I got a personal email from Victoria Miniatures because I put in an order there. Yeah. She was like, thank you for ordering models. It's nice to see repeat customers.
That's where I was going to go, is looking at the third party, not GW models. Because, I've been looking at the other ones. Creature Caster, for example. I love
those models. Those fucking greater demons.
I love those models. And that's what I've been looking at to grab some of those. The Heroes ones, I can't think what they're called at the moment. Raging Heroes.
Raging Heroes.
The Not to Larn.
Well, I just put... Oh, sorry. I do lie about my modelling. I do lie about my modelling career.
Can you stop lying about your modelling career?
All right, so...
Honey, we all know that you've been on the cover of everything.
I actually got a little... Oh, yeah, that, come on, there he is. That came in the Kickstarter.
The Commissar?
So, yeah, no, well, it's another Commissar, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. So I went, oh, cool, that's a good
one. It's not another Commissar, basically.
I have too many Commissars, it's hilarious.
It's a political officer.
They don't cost very bloody much.
Yeah. Political officer.
It is a political officer compatible with other popular war games.
Yes, bro. Bro, it's a political officer.
I used to love how these minis used to do that. These kits are compatible with popular war games models.
Yes. Yes, you see a lot on the Kickstarter, and then some people just don't care and just show, here's a Space Marine, it looks like this. Move on.
Look, size comparison.
That's it. So that's a bit of a hobby way you can help around, I think. Well, that's one way. I mean, trying to get paints at the moment is pretty tough. I know Army Painter, which is one I do use quite a bit. They've put their prices up, so they're actually the same cost as the Citadel paints. Okay, no, that's not nice.
Yeah, that's a bit rough.
It is a bit rough.
Makes you question where they get their paints from.
I've been ordering
Citadel. Are they Citadel seconds that they've been getting backed off from the
colours.
UK?
They are different colours.
Same factory, aren't they?
God, I'm a horrible person, aren't I?
You might just move my camera to be over your face. No.
Oh, yeah.
No, you're fine. You were fine. So you see.
Fine. No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. I'm in the corner now. Yeah. I put in the naughty corner. No, I'm in,
a bit more to the right.
I'm in the wrong corner.
You.
God damn it. I'm in the naughty corner.
No.
I'm in the naughty corner now.
Let go. Oh, God. All right. So.
There we go.
What else?
What do you want? I'm in the naughty corner.
Just sit down. Sit down, woman.
I've been getting scenery from Miniature Scenery.
Yep.
They do the laser cut stuff. Yep. I really like their stuff. I've got a fair bit of it over the years. But I needed a few extra walls, so I put an order in for those. So
I need more walls.
Everyone needs four walls.
Sit down and move to your right.
Sit down, Isabel.
I'm in the naughty corner.
Stay. Yeah, getting more scenery.
Yeah, more scenery. Mostly Necromunda sort of stuff. So walls and vents and drainage and stuff like that. So, but it's cool stuff. Went to our local eBay shop, Bits Galaxy.
Yep.
Got some stuff in there as well. They still seem to have a pretty good supply of stuff, but you pay a little bit extra for it because it's all individually cut and wrapped and everything else. But yeah, I quite like Bits Galaxy. Yeah.
I got an email from Bits and Kits in the UK recently saying that they had stock of stuff, which surprised me.
Well, I think it comes down to if you're going to try and get stuff, go to places you know and used before. Don't go to these third-party places that popped up.
Yeah.
You don't know where you're getting. You don't know if you're actually going to get anything, and you're probably paying a fortune.
Yeah, don't buy your models from the eBay equivalent of the dude with the trench coat in the alley.
He'll mail you the warranty.
Yeah.
But but
first he'll flash you. He'll like flash you. He'll be completely nude, and then there'll be watches in the coat. Would you like a watch?
You know I do.
As long as the watches are hanging in the coat and not just hanging down.
I said clock.
To be honest, Michael, where's the fun in them hanging in the coat?
Yeah, true.
As a flasher, you've got to really put yourself in their shoes.
It's important. Know? You've got to distinguish yourself from the competition somehow.
That's it. You need to make this a showpiece.
Yeah. It's important to make that sale. Well,
so watches for people who like to watch.
Would you like to see something particular? It's coming up soon.
That's no signal.
I heard on Twitter. I heard on Twitter they kept talking about dick pics. Well,
if you go to some seriously dodgy places.
What are you talking about? This is my weekend job. This is my weekend dodge. How do you think I'm making the extra money?
Okay, so speaking of extra money, nothing. So we talked about how we get our hobby gear, all right? What about the places we go and we follow on YouTube and stuff like the mini wargaming and...
Drop tactics.
Independent character, don't go to their podcast. Ours is much better.
RLG?
I lie, it's clearly.
I actually only follow RLG. Oh, no, there's a couple of Twitter accounts. Shit, hang on. I've got them. I'll give them to you.
Oh, good.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, I was going to.
Oh, fuck off.
So, I know Mini Wargaming in Canada, they've been shut down. Their office has been totally shut down as well. And they're trying to keep their gaming and their... You know, people pay subscriptions to these places. What are you going to get from these subscriptions? What are they doing? Does anyone else follow Mini Wargamer, or am I talking about my...
I follow Mini Wargamer.
I have in the past. I got an email from them saying, hey, yes, we're still doing content.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. They're playing against Wives in 40K and stuff like that, so it's teaching them. But I did notice that they have just opened up their vaults. So if you're a paid subscriber, you get access to the vault. The vault has a lot of battle reports, tips and tools, some really great content. It's free at the moment. So they are still trying to hold on to their clientele and...
maybe even attract new people with the whole free vault thing.
Yeah.
I'm shamelessly stealing ideas off their Necromunda narrative campaign, Rise of Crossbones.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, really cool. Love it. but they've only done every second episode has been free to air. And every other episode's in the vault.
Part two, go to the vault.
I'm hoping it will come out as part of this. But their storytelling is awesome. It's so funny.
Oh, they're great. They don't have a podcast. Yeah, we can talk about them. So yeah, you should follow them because they do have some really great content. And it's not just 40K. They do cover all the other games as well. Age of Sigmar and so on. Necromunda. Their Necromunda campaign is pretty fun. And bloody.
Winter's SEO put out a YouTube video the other day, gaming in solo, where he had a Reaver Titan versus two Stompers, and he was playing both sides. Oh, okay. And the whole game lasted 2 minutes. but he does a like pre-game interview of all the people who come to his. Say hello and hi Winters, says hello to himself and back and forth, this whole thing. It's very funny, it was very good, but he's been very quiet since then. He did release a video that I saw it today, actually, I haven't watched it yet, Tyranids versus someone. Yep. But yeah, Winters is pretty cool. I quite like his stuff. Yep. Tabletop Tactics are releasing a few bits and pieces, but mostly it's been painting things and
that's what I'm saying. Like most things that normally come out, battle reports, has now become painting tutorials and things like that, which is understandable. We should do one too.
Okay.
So, Ant's volunteered. There you go. Awesome.
Sure.
Okay. And no mark putter on a key and a paperclip and dunking in the paint does not count.
Yeah, I was going to say, my advantage of being a shit painter is no one asked me to do painting tutorials.
But if we want to know about knights, that's your man.
Yeah. I want to do some more demons with the way I did that. What was it? Kalgaroth.
Cool. Whatever.
Yeah, that was really good. I really like that paint job.
That was cool.
It worked out really well.
All right, so we've covered all that. What else do we need to cover? Oh, how do we actually play 40K when we can't actually see each other?
All right. Now, I've only got one thing from Twitter. Sorry. I've been looking. I've got a couple of things. Wasteland Rider. Look up Wasteland Rider on Twitter. They are a big miniature displayer, collector, painter. So just search Wasteland Rider and search for the images. Also, Delaney King is...
Oh, she's great.
She's fucking amazing. She's an artist. Yeah. She's a sculptor. Yeah. She was actually one of the key model artists on the original Quake.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
She actually sculpted and modeled a lot of those horrific monsters you faced in Quake. That's her. And she's now on Twitter doing a lot of stuff, not just for 40K. She goes everywhere that you can model and create horrific monsters. So she's fabulous. There's another one I can't remember. She retweets a lot of stuff. She doesn't actually seem to do the art herself, but she does retweet a lot. It's great. And I'll post it in the Facebook. But now back to the topic that Greg just raised.
How do we play 40K?
I have been freaking around with Tabletop Simulator, and so what I wanted to find was a place that we could actually put our miniatures, like line them up where we want to, measure how we want to, and play a game. Now, it is not going to be as easy as playing in real life because we don't have these marvelous fingers and hands are what separates online gaming from live gaming. Now, we can't have that in the real world right now, so we have to accept what we get. So the mouse has got to be close enough. But Tabletop Simulator is phenomenal. I posted a video in the Wobbly Player Syndrome Facebook pre-event thing earlier, folks. If you haven't seen it, watch it. It teaches you how to create an army. So
we'll
you can buy
the public site. I think it's on the private one at the moment.
But Tabletop Simulator is a non-free Steam game, but it's not terribly expensive. I think it's only about 20, 30 bucks at the moment.
Here's a program that goes regularly on sale. So if you don't want to pay full price, be patient.
Yes. But as part of that, you get into the game. There are actually Steam Workshop. And if anyone doesn't know the Steam Workshop is a free-to-play playground for developers. And Tabletop Simulator has 31,000 plus, and I'm not exaggerating here, 31,000 plus games in its workshop area. So you can actually attach potentially 31,000 plus different games to your Tabletop Simulator. Now, not all of them are great, so be careful, be aware, they're not official sanctioned things. They're just, you know, creator content, and they could be good, could be rubbish.
Yeah, but it's like some bro decided to make Zombicide so you could play it in Tabletop Simulator.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean it's well
However,
made.
There is a lot of 40K content in there. You can get 40K tables. You can get 40K armies. Add it to your Tabletop Simulator because it's all free. Just grab it all and then work out what tabletop works for you. Grab a tabletop, look at an army, and there's a simulator we'll also post in the chat on how to actually do that, because it's not entirely straightforward. You've got to sort of load the army, collect all the miniatures you want for your X number of point army, and then create a saved army.
Yeah.
Right? Once you've got a saved army, then you go back to the map, load the map, grab your saved army, and put it on.
Correct.
And both of you can do that.
Yeah.
Or all four of you can do that. It's a multiplayer game. But remember, it's a sandbox, so if you smash some stuff or you flip a table, the game is over.
Yeah.
And it's possible. So like any game, you have to be a little bit aware of what you're doing. But the video I'm going to post in the chat is actually excellent at teaching you just how to manage it. And you can really play 40K remotely like this. As long as you know the rules, got your own rule book, and you argue over Discord or whatever. I'm so impressed.
So I had heard of this product a while back.
Yeah.
And when I looked at it, it was very rough, to be diplomatic about it. How does it compare now in that sort of scheme of things?
Yeah, like,
is this the kind
edges,
of thing, like, is this the kind of thing that an amateur person, like is this the kind of thing that an amateur person who doesn't perhaps have a heck of a lot of you know, experience installing random DLLs for mods and things go?
Okay, so key things about Tabletop Simulator. You need to know how to play the game you're playing. It's not something you can learn how to play the game.
They don't have the rules as part of it.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't contain rules. It's not automated. It's like the players roll dice and then you move things around, isn't it? It doesn't enforce any of the rules. Yeah. You have to know them.
So if you get killed, you have to physically move that model. Or actually highlight the model and press F and it'll flip them upside down. There you go.
Okay. But in terms of getting it up and going and getting that content in, is this just like a DLC install like you get on Steam where you just click install and it does it? Or is this one of those in-depth things?
Yeah.
So watch the video I've posted in the chat, but it is, I'm going to be a bit ageist here. People who are younger and have just done this shit for years, they'll be fine. They are going to work this out. They're going to load it. They're going to work it out, smash it, get involved and play games. People who are older and find electronic versions of things like heavy going, like an impenetrable. Yeah, they're fucked.
I'm started.
But the thing is that if you know people that can show you the tutorial, which this tutorial, I was going to record one myself. That's part of the reason I started doing this today. I'm a trainer by trade. I can do a tutorial. But I watched this tutorial and I'm like, shit, that's perfect.
Yeah.
So I've just shared it and it is excellent. And yeah, no, I think a more stickler, like, you know, physical gamer who never does online games, they could be in trouble.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah. But a player who can actually learn online and do games, I think they'll be fine because it's not that bad.
No.
Yeah, because the reason I ask these questions is because, I mean, I've delved into the modding scene, particularly with Free Space 2, and some of that stuff is like deepest, darkest internet forum guy tells you to install DLL in certain place.
It's not like that. Steam Workshop stuff, it's like go to the mod and like subscribe it to your game. It's not... go download DLLs online and make sure you put them in the right file and try not to try to wreck your registry. Like, it's not that kind of shit.
No.
It's install, like, click
subscribe
right
to
button,
mods look, attach.
Right click.
Yeah.
Add.
Yeah.
When you do play, you just need to be patient. Game will take longer because mistakes will be had. You might accidentally knock over a building. You might move the troops.
Ah, the tutorial teaches you how to avoid that.
Yeah.
You highlight all abilities and you can lock them in place.
There you go.
So it's very much like the real tabletop where, you don't kick the table or stuff falls over.
There's literally a button and it says, flip the table.
Yeah. Like, I looked in a tabletop simulator a while ago and basically my understanding is, imagine that it's like just a virtual simulation. It doesn't run the game. You move things around. Correct. You have to know what you're doing, and you can still fuck shit up. You can move their army around if you want, because the game doesn't care. It doesn't know the rules.
Yeah.
Well, and the plus side, to that is it retains that imagination side of things. Yeah. You're not locked into a specific game type or anything like that.
Yeah. It's not something you're going to go playing with randos online.
Mm.
No, you wouldn't. You'd be doing that to keep in contact with people. And we know that a couple of our guys from our group has played just recently. We should put that on our public page and you can see the results. It didn't end well for one. But we'll try.
There was a table flip, wasn't there?
Yes, there was.
I love there's a button to flip the table.
So that is an option. I mean, if you're not familiar on how to use the PC and you, as Isabel was saying, that you prefer physical and stuff like that, what do you do then? You can't, can you? The tabletop.
You cannot. The only way you could do it is if you had a copy of your opponent's army, and both of you, like chess.
Yeah, I was going to say chess
your
by
pieces
mail.
And had a like photographic evidence. And to be honest, not going to fucking happen.
No.
No, I put out to Anthony and Adam to see if they wanted to try a bit of 40K Battleship, and have. The troops run up and I can shoot 36 inches. All right, I'm going to shoot 36 inches in that direction. It's going to take some honesty, clearly. And it'd be the grids, 6-inch grids. So it's B5 with my,
Get out your Blood Bowl field.
Essentially, yeah. But I can see webcam matches. Again, you need two armies. If you don't have two armies, even if you've got an army that will just replicate... Like, I could use my Drakari to replicate Anthony's custodians. Because custodians.
Custodies. There are custodies on Tabletop Simulator. They exist. There are custodies.
I haven't found salamanders yet. But anyway, so there are ways to get around. I haven't tried it. I'm very keen to try it. In the meantime,
wear green tinted sunglasses. You'll be fine.
And I haven't played a game of this fucking game for...
So I think what we're going to see, I have been posting a lot more streaming content on our Real Loud Gamers Facebook page. And so I think it's time we did a virtual game of 40K, whether it be via webcam, tabletop simulator, whatever.
I'm ready.
Cool. How else do we play? I know how I've been playing, because the amount of hours I've put into Dawn of War 2 standalone. Standalone.
Well, I've been borrowing a leaf from the old Slow Grow and going for the virtual hobby night. You know, get people to log into Discord and just chat while painting / building shit together.
Don't remember getting my invite, but that's okay.
Well, so far it's just been like just doing it with Nathan, but been meaning to get more than that, but haven't done it often enough. Been trying to find time to put it aside and be like, hey, everyone should come for this night. Haven't managed to take that second step yet.
Yeah.
But
you're right. The hobby progress where we did jump online and started talking crap as opposed to what we're doing now, but with paintbrushes.
Yeah.
Like this, but with slightly more paint.
Can I propose a reward system, or at least a award system, where the award is just all of us just pay respect, but hobby progress and battle reports, Anto.
Yeah, he's been doing really well.
No, honestly, you are the winner. I've played games with my kids, but even board games. I'm trying to get my kids to play freaking Codenames, which is one of the best 4-player games ever. And one of my kids, just one, doesn't want to fucking play. So we played, we played a different game, but just trying to get him to play a game is hard.
My son Alex keeps harassing me to play 40K because he wants to power fist me.
Wow.
Like, I want to play the Death Guard, Dad. Why? Because they got a power fist. I'm going to hit you with it.
So that's much better way of saying it.
I was really pleased the other day when I heard the kids talking. They're actually in the shed painting and I ducked out for a bit. Nice. I came back and they were talking about how they were going to take on the next mission and what tactics they were going to use and how they were going to work together more and stuff like that.
That is magnificent, Anto. You've done the Holy Grail, right? You're indie in the Last Crusade, and you've got the Holy Grail. You've chosen wisely, and you've drunk. Well played.
The only catch to that now is he's got to afford 3 people doing the hobby.
That's why I chose Necromunda and not 40K.
Yeah, but Necromunda, isn't Necromunda a 2-player game? So you really only need to...
Necromunda is as many players as you feel like, really.
Yeah, and I'm playing the narrator, so I get to bring whatever force I want to bring to the game, and they have to fight that. So eventually they'll get to take on some Goliaths and stuff like that when I build them. They're next.
Good on you. No, honestly, I am seriously impressed and love it and am massively jealous.
I'd actually like to take some of this narrative style into even a campaign.
You're playtesting the narrative right now. That's what you're doing.
And I've been reading a lot of the rules and like the idea of actually having a gang house, for a better word. I can't remember what it's called. You get a base of some kind where you get benefits from having it, other people's territories and stuff like that. And just taking on random things. Turf. Like,
you got a turf and a HQ or whatever?
You can have turf wars, that's right, yeah. Yeah. That's really cool, and I'm really looking forward to actually getting back and having a game once we can actually see each other face-to-face again, because although I think the Arbiters suck, actually. They've got the worst rules.
That's because, to be honest, the Arbiters suck. Like, I mean, it's like giving the best rules to the freaking police. Miss Deplod comes and beats you to death.
Standard gang member, a standard policeman, doesn't shoot as well as a Juve in other gangs. They're weapon skill 4s, and they
Juves are weapon skill 5+. They're worse than that. Depending on the Juve.
Some of them are better. Some of them are better. Like, the Eshers are much better.
That's because they're awesome.
Just very cool.
Esher Ganger.
Anyway.
Armor goes a long way. Like, when I used to run a campaign, I had a squad of guardsmen with a Chimera, and they were all shit. But the fact that they had armor and a vehicle to hide in got them a long way.
Yeah.
I am just watching this tabletop simulator that you posted, Isabel, and it's amazing. They've got all the scenery, the figures fall over.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like, if you do it right, you wait till they get to the portions where they actually start talking about the not the hotkeys, but when you highlight things, right-click, choose a position, whatever. Yeah. You can roll dice against your scenery, and it bounces off. There's no movement.
Yeah, and the scenery all falls over. And
this is why I'm saying, GW, don't watch this fucking show, because I'm thinking it's better than the real thing.
I think, yeah,
if you do it right, it's better than the real thing. You can even reset your X number of point army exactly and right-click deploy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Should be fine trademark wise because they aren't the ones producing this. These are mods people are making for their program.
Oh, no, of course, but it's exactly the same thing as Napster. Napster wasn't the person that was uploading or downloading, but they got fucked pretty hard.
Fireman.
Exactly. Anyway,
fucking
no, look, I love it, and I think at this juncture in history, GW's not going to care. GW's just going to be going, thank fuck, our hobby can survive. Mm. But when it's all over, GW's going to come down on Tabletop Simulator like a ton of bricks, because a lot of the people at GW are going to be actually involved doing this. And the only thing I can hope, is that GW doesn't take a leaf out of the music, whatever they were.
Is that the bug I was trying to get, Mark?
And everyone gets freaking
you sent him over here.
They take a leaf more out of the Red Hat model. So in case anyone doesn't know, Red Hat's an operating system.
Yeah.
And then they're an open source operating system. Then CentOS, because they were open source, there was this group that just went, fine, we'll grab your code, we'll compile it every month, and we'll release a version of your operating system that's exactly the same, just as good, and free.
I think this is where Tabletop Simulator does not play the game. So
it doesn't matter, mate.
It doesn't matter.
It can get proven in court that they are undermining a viable business, and they will
there
get rid of
mods
unless
that already get
GW
shut down by GW.
Buys them.
I don't think I'd game without hobby as well, though. I think this is great for this time of separation
exactly,
and stuff like that.
Exactly.
But I love the hobby. I mean, yeah. I would hobby without the game, and I'm more than happy to sit in my shed and paint and build models and modify things and have fun. I don't think that would change
the hobby's way more time. There are files that do get busted for copyright, and that's why some links, some things that you download would no longer work anymore
I was going to say Games Workshop's traditional MO is go after the mod creator, not the program.
It's like
when fucking Chapter Honor existed. They went after the Chapter Honor mod creators, not the Quake 1 creators. Mm. You know?
So, Tabletop Simulator is an option. Webcam, gameplay, battleship version. I'm trying to draw them up. Dawn of War!
Yeah. I've just too many games happening at once at the moment. I'm loving Blood
Bowl. No, seriously, if you're going to go Dawn of War, I reckon the best actual experience of Warhammer 40K...
Dawn of War 1.
It's still Dawn of War 1.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and if you don't play Dawn of War 1, if you're playing Dawn of War 2 or Dawn of War 3, just take a step back and realize that the graphics don't matter. It's the game.
I was surprised you said Dawn of War 3 without spinning on the ground.
I preferred it to Dawn of War 2. Dawn of War 2 was shit.
Right. I can mute Isabel, right?
I enjoyed Dawn of War 2.
Greg, it's okay to be wrong.
Back better things from Dawn of War 1.
Space Hulk. We could do Space Hulk.
Yeah, well, that's it. We've got
there's a lot of games.
There is a lot of games lot of out games. There to get our hobby on in the competitive state, not the painting, obviously. Vermintide. Vermintide. I actually really enjoy Vermintide. It is bloody.
It's a Warhammer World War Z.
It is.
Oh, World War Z.
Different. Yeah. So we've got Dawn of War. Number one is awesome. You want to play your RTS. Number two, we just finished the co-op campaign recently. That was awesome. Woo-hoo.
It was good. Like, I had fun. I had fun. And the co-op campaign was amazing. That is exactly what 3 and 1 were missing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Co-op campaigns. Absolutely. 3 was missing a lot more, but let's move on. Mordheim is out there still, and it's been on sale for a fair bit.
Tabletop Simulator 2. There's a Mordheim map and Mordheim
models.
There's
a Necromunda one, too.
Yes.
The Mordheim game on Steam, it holds very true to the actual board game.
Is that City of Damned?
Yep.
I mean, I guess it holds true to the board game.
What I remember of it.
Mordheim was supposed to be the Warhammer Fantasy version of Necromunda.
It literally was. Yes. Yeah.
That's what it was supposed to be.
But it was supposed to be a bit more cannon fodder-y as well.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it.
To be honest, I never played it because I read it and I went, what, no guns? Fuck that.
And there were guns. You played Reichland and got all the fucking human and just shit people up.
Well, because it's got pistols.
I needed everyone to have everyone. Everyone must have guns.
Run Marienburg, use your extra guns. Buy pistols for everybody. Look, I liked Mordheim.
Yeah.
I thought that the kind of the first person action perspective
I didn't like that. Yeah,
was
an
odd choice.
Third person would have been better.
But it kind of worked, but yeah, I liked it still.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like Mordheim.
Yeah, but I really like Vermintide as well, which is basically Mordheim co-op, which is great fun.
Yeah.
Mordheim Dungeon Crawl. And Vermintide's lots of fun. And I can imagine that Mordheim would be too... But I think you're right. You do need to be able to adjust a camera angle with Mordheim because it's a different style.
Yeah.
I think that the Mordheim style will work better for Necromunda, which they are allegedly working on.
Allegedly.
Well, they've been working on it for years, allegedly. I fail to see how it's taken this long.
Look, I've been working on my world plan for world domination for years. So far,
Pink in the Brain are coming back. New season!
I've got to speed up my plans. They're going to compete. The assholes.
Hasn't made like a mod for XCOM, the modern XCOM, to make a Necromunda game from that. That would be fucking sick. But I don't know enough about Necromunda, so I can't do it.
Come on.
So why hasn't
just broken my chair? Awesome.
Come on, darling.
I thought that's what the Necromunda thing basically was.
No, it's Mordheim. No.
You hate me?
It's Mordheim, but Necromunda. Oh,
fine.
It's the same
fuck
company.
Off to your bed. I don't care.
So, we've been rattling on for an hour and a half. We work out we can still hobby with being locked indoors, can't we?
Yeah, totally.
Tabletop Simulator, we're going to give that a go, aren't we?
Yeah, I'm freaking... it's going to bring me back to the hobby.
Well, there's
that
even a four-pack.
Thing.
Wow. Yeah, there is a four-pack. Because the game... Remember, you buy the Tabletop Simulator...
I've got one
simulator,
left. I've got one left.
Stuff has no cost. It is just getting the base Tabletop Simulator. Everything else is a workshop. I thought you had something to say, Michael, but no, you're just excited by the commentary.
Yes. I've drunk a lot of whiskey.
Fabulous.
Like that.
So have I. Can I just suggest that I've actually got a Tabletop Simulator key. I've got one left. I will give it away to an avid listener that gives an amazing comment. I'm serious.
Anthony,
give
Mark,
us a date,
Michael, quick, write a comment.
No, I'm serious. Give us a comment in the chat. But I will give it away to an amazing listener. You've just got to give us your Steam handle. I can give it away. I've got one left. I bought a 4-pack. I've given away 2. I've got one left.
You heard it, listeners. Isabel is ready to give it away.
give it away now.
So we got Anthony who's hobbying and teaching his kids how to play Necromunda.
Anthony who's actually a good parent and the rest of us who are jealous.
I played Funko Pop Harry Potter with my boys.
I wrestled my kids in bed and made them fart under the covers on each other. It was funny. I'm serious. It's happened. See that bed there? It's toxic. I can't even sleep in it anymore. All right.
So we'll start wrapping it up. Look, support your local, I think was a message. It was pretty clear. Don't fall in for GW's vouchers.
Amen.
Support your local, because when they open up, they are going to need you more than GW is. GW yeah. will survive this. We're all rabid fans for their product, and we need yeah. that plastic crack. They're not going to fail.
Yeah. The minute that warehouse opens up again, motherfuckers worldwide are going to buy
World
shit.
At that warehouse. So just... yeah.
And
yeah.
Again, after the sisters thing.
Yes.
Ah.
They were prepped.
Yes.
You were warned!
don't fall for any shenanigans out there who's trying to charge you $150 for 6 pots of paint.
Yeah.
Be careful on eBay, folks. Just be careful. Yeah. All right? Look around. Check your prices. And seriously, if you're looking at something on eBay that's got a price, check the historical price on the manufacturer website. Because if the manufacturer website says an insanely lower price, back away. Yeah. They're just scamming.
Has anyone played Warhammer Underworld online?
I didn't think it was out yet.
January. Yeah. No, it's out now. 29th of January 2020. Yeah, it's out.
If you watch your hobby progress, this is a great
that looks
time
awesome.
To paint the models that have been sitting in your pile of shame. Anthony's going to be shameless soon.
Or get your children to paint them because they're bored shitless.
Oh, that's another alternative for playing.
And don't worry about what they look like. It's fine.
Another alternative for hobbying, play some fucking Total War Warhammer.
Mm.
That's an RTS with, you know, Warhammer
again,
models on the
applause,
table.
Well done. Yes.
That game's fucking sick. Buy it.
There are electronic versions that get in your hobby on, such as Total War Warhammer. Who would have thought?
Yeah.
You've got your that Daughter Wars, great. You've got your Blood Bowls, you've even got Dungeon Bowl if you want to go that old school.
Well, just because Total War Warhammer
Vermintide,
is similar to old school Warhammer.
Mordheim has a digital version.
On a field.
Yeah.
Warhammer. I want a 40k version of Total War.
Yeah. That would be so good. And
wasn't
I
that,
would
that
but...
Civilization version, Relic or something like that?
Gladius,
that's the one. Yeah.
Yeah. Look, do you know why they've never released a digital version of 40K? It's a real thing. They've never released a digital version of 40K because people had stopped playing.
Well, they
oh,
they
I don't
know.
Think so. The hobby's too strong.
Starker.
No, they the trouble is that they wouldn't stop playing entirely, but it would drop off enough.
Well, I mean,
that they wouldn't get new players. New players would go, "Oh, I can play this digital shit. Let's go there."
Did you ever play Final Liberation?
Yes.
Yes.
1000 Final Liberation. It is literally an electronic version of the old 40K epic system.
Rites of War.
Yeah, that's right.
And they killed it. They killed it before any of its X-Packs came out. Because it was literally the tabletop, but electronic.
Yeah.
The Stormhammer and that was so cool.
There are
amazing
are versions of
amazing that they stopped that happening. I mean... why would they do that? Oh. They could make so much money from that. Amazing.
Yeah, I know, right? So fucking pissed.
So,
I
yes,
that.
There are a lot of electronic ways to play to get your hobby on in a competitive state. You can't paint online because it just gets weird all over the monitor. But you could try it with your webcam, try and play against mates that way. Look, the big part is just stay in contact with your mates. And we organise events. Try to do it at least weekly with our Blood Bowl. We'll probably play more of Dawn of War 1 or 2 throughout the week. We play other stuff, but this
hopefully
is not...
you assholes has talked to me more.
Yeah. Well,
you never talk to me when you're playing because I'm in a different state.
Yeah, fucking Discord chats or
Discord
Zoom
chats.
Or use your phone. Call your mother.
Call your mother. Grizzly, I love you. You're my favorite.
So, Talisman's another great game.
Talisman's a good game, and it's electronically there.
And it's literally the same as actual Talisman.
And Talisman is a shit game, and I hate it, and nobody should ever play it with me because I will hate you forever. Yay!
Talisman is a great game.
I think we learned that we have ways to still keep the hobby alive while we're in our homes and cannot see our friends face to face. Well, when I say face to face, of course, we've got webcams. Hi.
Hi. Sometimes you're ass to face.
Sometimes in the heat of the moment.
That podcast is on a bit later.
No, no, no. It's on right now. Are you ready?
No, no, no. All right. I knew it. She wanted to ask us a question.
I was literally about to say
I had to ask you a question.
All right. And we learned that maybe having lots of scotch during a podcast is not the best move.
What?
So keep an eye out. We will be adding more content. The Blood Bowl will be streamed from at least two players. So hopefully we'll get more. Looking at you other three people on this podcast. It's not that hard to stream, or at least record and upload.
I have a Twitch channel.
I'm not gonna have my new computer by then.
I stream my shit all the time. I just get completely reamed. What do you want me to do?
I'm bleeding everywhere. It does stream shit all the time.
Look, I'm pretty sure traditionally videos of people getting reamed are really popular.
Bleeding! Well, I'll tell you what, mine so far haven't been popular. And it's because of the fishes.
Of course it is. Oh, no. We're going to sign off. We're going to get out of here because it's going way too where we don't want to go. It's going to be bread talk, and it's just not inappropriate.
And if you're ready, because I'm ready to game right now, I'm going to game until dawn.
Yep. I will be playing a game after this. Anyone up for Blood Bowl?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. See?
I'm ready. Easy I'm ready. Hobby. I'm that drunk I couldn't lose any harder.
All right. So make sure you keep an eye on our Facebook page. RLG40K. Forgot what it was. That's a good sign. Or you can check out the streaming videos from Real Life Gamers also on Facebook. There'll be more content. I have been putting a lot of content up there, and our YouTube channel will be getting more content because what else have I got to do? Go to work?
Hit our Twitter, which is RLGAUS Gaming, RLG Oz Gaming. We post when we're going on a stream. We post when we're going live. We also post replays of what we've done before. So check that out. We also post bullshit. So, you know. Bullshit is good.
Yeah, we're trying to get more content because, as I said, it's a weird time. We're trying to get more content out for people to at least get, you know, look at us and go, oh, shit, at least we're not as bad as those ones.
Exactly. I'm like a lesson people can learn. Oh, don't be like her, Jesus Christ.
That's right. Don't be like her, Jesus Christ. And on that note, Michael, send us out. Oh, sorry. Bye, Mark.
Bye.
Bye, Anthony.
Bye.
Bye, Isabel.
I'm surprised you let me say goodbye.
Bye from me. Take it away, Mike.
Sometimes Grandfather Nurgle loves everybody a bit too much. How do you play your games when you just can't lay down and touch somebody? Well, that's what the fucking internet is for. You can do it on Discord. You can do it with a video camera. You can do it online on Steam. There are many ways to get your game on. How will you get your game on? Join us next month for more Wobbly Player Syndrome!